Money 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
And Diso is our Life Hacks right here.
Whenever I hear that song, you know, it's Diso. Yeah, but he goes Diso. And he'll just do it randomly. He'll be going through Martin's. So, Jack, you get, what kind of soup are you going to get?
I'm going to get Diso.
Diso. This is kind of, and I might do this for a little while, things to keep yourself as well as your kids busy, right?
Yes.
We're at home. We're doing everything that everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We all are kind of experiencing this and going through it and trying to figure out things to do. And if you have a four-year-old like I do,
Yeah. You
need to keep them busy. And Ellie, she likes to clean up sometimes. You usually got to give her a dollar. You know, Meg actually, I don't mean to digress, but Meg is like, we got to figure out a punishment because, you know, sometimes you send a kid to a room, well, she'll sit up there and kind of play. She'll figure something out to do. So, fine, you know what, from now on, Ellie, every time you do this or you talk back or we don't like it, you did this or you push over Bennett, you have two chores to do.
Ah.
You know what she says?
What?
Okay, I love chores.
Yeah.
So the chore game is not going to work. But Ellie's someone that you got to keep busy, whether it's painting or coloring or there's playing with putty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this great thing that it's going viral now, but Ellie's actually did this before at a mini science fair for kids when she was in preschool. She's still in preschool, but just to kind of show – like washing hands, what it's capable of doing. You take, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but you take water and you put pepper in it. That way you can visually see, right?
You see
the flakes of pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You put your finger in and then pull your finger out and there'll be pepper on your finger.
Yeah.
All right? But now take your other hand, dip that finger in soap, like soft soap.
Yeah.
Dial.
All right.
And then put it into the water with the pepper and the pepper will kind of separate from it. And you will not get pepper on that finger. It's actually kind of fascinating.
It's a science experiment.
Right. A teacher did this and then went on the Today Show just to show, like, just this, the power of soap and things like that. And like we said, we can't say enough to wash your hands, but this is something visual. So if you have someone that's four or a younger child, you could say, look at this. And I know, Ellie, I was not there that day, but Meg came home and Ellie told me all about it. She's like, there's this thing with soap and pepper. And I'm going, what are you doing with soap? Like, what are you doing? So that could be some kind of a hack just to kind of keep them busy and to, you know, see the kids' face when they do that. They're going, oh, whoa.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? It isn't just the little ones that get a little cabin fever. I was on the same page with, you know, how to do all this staying at home and not go a little stir crazy. And I know, you know, we've got a lot of this to come, but there are so many things that you can do. One is try a new recipe. And we've already actually done a few of these this weekend. But just, you know, try making something new.
Mm-hmm.
To break out the board games. Man, did we have a spirited game of Yahtzee
Saturday
night. Oh, we had a ball.
That's not a word. That's not a word.
You know, tackle a home improvement project or maybe like an area that you've been planning to clean forever that, you know, you just haven't gotten to. Well, now is a really good time
to tackle that.
Yeah, and then you'll feel, you know, a real sense of accomplishment. And the last one that I'll share today is plan your summer vacation. And we did that this weekend. Like, we've never been this on the ball, but I think it just gives you something to look forward to. You know, those things can take time, and it's like, okay, well, let's do this. And
all right.
So it just kind of puts you in a great mood.
Well, mine has to do with kind of the same. You make this at home for those, I'm telling you, who are kind of looking, still kind of looking for lower calories, lower carbs, the lower fat, but still love that great taste of like the Big Mac, which I am a fan of. Big Mac in a bowl.
What?
I ain't kidding.
Really?
Big Mac
like
in a
bowl. Salad.
You take your 5 ounce ground beef or even turkey if you want. You got a 1 1/4 ounce shredded cheese, a dill picker, a pickle spear chopped up, 2 tablespoons of Thousand Island dressing, 2 cups of shredded lettuce, and a half a cup of diced tomatoes. Mix it all up. You got yourself a Big Mac in a bowl. And the difference in the calories and the carbs and all that is really You know, the sandwich.
You know what? That sounds awesome.
Yes. I was so excited as someone.